What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, how rejection can be the making of some footballers.
Salah with a chance. Wonderful feat, brilliant play. Here he goes, Salah. Oh, what about that? Oh, my word! That was sensational!
At the weekend, Liverpool destroyed Watford 5-0 away from home. The Egyptian forward, Mo Salah, was instrumental in their superb performance. He scored a wonderful goal after a hypnotic piece of skill in the Watford box.
It's a goal that you struggle to take in. You can't believe your eyes. The feet were mesmerising. The finish was clinical. It's a brilliant moment from Mo Salah.
Well, it was only in his last game against Man City, I thought he'd scored one of the goals of the season.
It was the sort of performance that led football fans and pundits to ask the inevitable question, is he the best player in world football right now? His boss, Jurgen Klopp, was in no doubt.
Where does Mo Salah stand where does he rate in the world rankings right now?
Top, but who is, come on, we all see it, who's better in the moment than him? That's clear, it's always this kind of things. I know it's a big discussion about these kind of things, but we don't have to talk about what Ronaldo and Messi did for world football and how long they were really dominant. But in the moment, I think it's clear there's nobody better than him.
And yet, the Mo Salah story could have been so different. That's because, arguably, his first brush with English football was a failure. Salah started in the top flight with Chelsea, one of Liverpool's rivals at the top of the Premier League. He was on their books in 2016, but they sold him to Roma that summer for what would now be seen as a snip, €15 million. The rejection hit him hard. He says it was always on his mind to return to the Premier League to prove his critics wrong. And he's done just that. So the question is, how does rejection work for some players?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
Chelsea have bought and sold players in huge volumes in recent years. It's part of the way they operate. And if Salah had hopes that he'd be a first-team regular after joining Chelsea, they were soon dashed. He made 10 Premier League appearances in his first 6 months under Jose Mourinho, and just three in the first half of the following season. Mourinho publicly criticised Salah, and just 3 months later, he was sent on loan to Fiorentina. That season, Chelsea let another 48 players leave the club through loans, sales and free transfers. And he was far from alone in his rejection. But even so, he needed to start over. And that's just what he did. In Italy, he exploded onto the scene. Salah scored on his first start for Fiorentina, and his goals in Europe helped his new side to the Europa League semi-final. In a Coppa Italia match versus Juventus, he cut through their normally resolute defence like a knife through butter. The newspapers in Italy went into overdrive. Next, he joined Roma, first on loan and then on a permanent basis. And the rejection had simply spurred him on to improve.
To be honest, I said to myself, I need to change everything. I need to change the culture, I need to change the football. So that's the time to go outside England. It's hard work. I always try to improve. But when I came here, I had also two great seasons in Rome. Everyone told me, no, don't change. The Premier League is difficult for you.
Kevin De Bruyne is regarded as one of the best players in the world. He's found great success at Manchester City after being let go by Chelsea.
He can find gaps and openings that just don't exist. Yeah.
Is he becoming? I mean, he's starting to nudge towards that world-class conversation, isn't he?
I think he's the best midfield player in the world at the minute, this minute in time. Yeah.
And Chelsea have just paid almost £100 million to buy Romelu Lukaku back after selling him for £28 million in 2014. It didn't take him long to find the back of the net in his second debut.
No flag. James to put it on a plate for Lukaku. He scores his first Chelsea goal. He couldn't miss it. And it's taken less than 15 minutes.
Not everyone reacts so well to being made surplus to requirements, though. Brazilian Lucas Piazon joined Chelsea after they fought off competition from some of the world's top clubs to sign him before his 18th birthday. He said he'd always dreamed of playing for them. But then Chelsea sent him out on 7 consecutive loans in 6 different countries during his time there. And after being one of football's hottest young prospects, he's now signed permanently for Braga in the Portuguese league. His trajectory hasn't matched Salah's. A footballer's success depends on many things, not least having a sympathetic manager who knows how to build a team from many talents. By the way, Chelsea are a point ahead at the top of the Premier League right now. Just think how many more points they'd have if they'd have kept Mo Salah and Kevin De Bruyne. Thanks for listening to The Playmaker from Tortoise. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not give us a follow so that you don't miss any of our other stories? And while you're there, drop us a rating and review on your chosen podcast platform. Today's episode was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and produced by Matt Russell.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. On the Slow Newscast from Tortoise, I tell the story of the nuclear power plant that's become a pawn in Russia's war with Ukraine.
They attached one cable to my little finger with a black binder clip and another to my earlobe.
And the people caught in the middle.
And they begin to ask the same question over and over.
Listen now to the Slow Newscast, wherever you get your podcasts.